Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House has passed a resolution that would force rail unions to accept a tentative agreement reached earlier this year. The proposal was rejected by some rail unions because it lacked paid sick leave. As NPR's Frank Morris reports, House lawmakers have also approved a resolution that would provide 7 paid sick days for those workers.
President Biden asked Congress to force a labor contract on railroads and union employees after members of several rail unions voted down a tentative agreement that was hashed out by the Biden administration with railroads and union leaders. That tentative agreement would give rail workers substantial pay hikes, but not provide all of them with paid sick time. Some rail workers are on call most of the time, and for some, taking unscheduled sick days can trigger penalties and loss of income. It became a sticking point during the pandemic as rail workers stayed on the job, generating robust profits for railroads. Congress is running out of time to avoid fallout from a strike. Shipping disruptions from just the possibility of a rail stoppage will start this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
The volcanic eruption in Hawaii has shut down a key station for monitoring climate change. For more than 60 years, scientists have relied on carbon dioxide measurements from the top of Mauna Loa. NPR's Lauren Sommer has more.
In 1958, scientists picked the Mauna Loa volcano for an observatory that would measure something crucial to humanity. The remote site, far from major landmasses, is ideal for monitoring carbon dioxide. And since then, it's continually documented how emissions are rising as humans burn fossil fuels, trapping heat that's warming the planet. But 2 days ago, Mauna Loa erupted, cutting power to the scientific equipment. That happened once before, in 1984. But scientists at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego say this eruption looks bad. They're looking at relocating the equipment so the record isn't broken too long. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
A revised government estimate shows that the U.S. economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate in the third quarter, despite high interest rates and chronic inflation. The renewed growth was led by solid gains in exports and consumer spending. Inflation in Europe eased in November as fuel and utilities drifted downward. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Inflation in the 19 countries that use the euro decreased to 10% this month, but it's still near the record levels that have reduced consumer spending power and led economists to predict a recession. The European Union Statistics Agency says the consumer price index was down from 10.6% in October, the first decrease since June of 2021. The number reflected prices for food, alcohol, and tobacco rising faster at a pace of 13.6% annually. Eurozone energy prices, on the other hand, slipped from nearly a 42% rate of increase in October to about 35% in November.
Democrats in the U.S. House have elected a new leader. He's New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, who will become the first Black American to lead a major political party in Congress. Jeffries will replace Nancy Pelosi as head of the Democratic caucus when the new Congress is seated in January. Meanwhile, Democrats have also chosen Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark of Massachusetts as the new Democratic whip. California Congressman Pete Aguilar will serve as chair of the Democratic caucus. President Biden led the countdown for the 100th lighting of the national Christmas tree and offered this message of hope late Wednesday.
But our greatest strength is America standing united. And during this holiday season, reflect on our blessings that despite our differences, there are far more things that unite us as one America.
The National Christmas Tree is a living 27-foot white fir planted on the ellipse in October 2021. It's adorned with 2,500 red, white, and green electric bulbs.
Oh, Daddy, you know you make me cry.
Award-winning singer-songwriter Christine McVie has died at the age of 79. McVie sang lead on many of Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, including Oh, Daddy, Songbird, Dreams, and was a longtime member of the group. She also recorded several solo albums and won 2 Grammys. No cause of death was announced. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News.